Roland Martin, what are you doing in Los Angeles?
Man, I am today shooting a movie with Mario Van Peebles. He's got a movie dealing with gun controllers. So the brother called me, said, "Hey, man, I think you can do this." I said, "Well, we do kind of talk about that all the time." So yeah, we're doing that.
You
this
got a movie role?
Yeah, man.
Congratulations.
And then
10 minutes ago, just 10 minutes. What?
Right.
And then what?
And then in 2 weeks, I'm going to be in Toronto shooting a movie. It's Matt Damon movie.
What?
Oh, man.
Playing a TV commentator.
Always trying to top people.
Well, that's he's got movies, to Jay. You've got a TV
series. He's got a TV series.
But he's got movies.
That tops two movies.
Well, I already have my own TV series.
Hello. Hello.
News One Now, TV One every day.
Okay, Tom, what you got? What you got, Tom?
I got nothing.
Tom is your voice.
Jay Anthony Brown is with Oprah. He's a deacon Oprah. Next season on Greenleaf.
He's with you, so I mean, I always trying to top a brother. A brother can't enjoy nothing, man.
Hey, man, look. I'm just trying to make sure, keep the pressure on you, to keep the fire lit under you.
There you go.
Tom, although we're not talking about this today, we are looking at the black seat is no longer black, and that is the congressional seat in Harlem. For the first time, a Latino candidate will actually be the U.S. congressman from Harlem yesterday, beating several black challengers. We will talk about that a little bit later. But first, we want to keep our focus on Flint, Michigan. Last week, Tom, shocked a lot of people. The Environmental Protection Agency issued a statement saying that filtered tap water in Flint is now safe to drink for women and children, pregnant women and children and others. That caught the attention of a lot of people. So we say, hey, let's call the mayor of Flint, Michigan, Karen Weaver. She joins us right now. Mayor Weaver, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Have you gotten any movie roles lately? Just checking.
No, I'm Roland, take me with you.
Mayor, so what about this decision? Is it true? I mean, so the EPA says it's safe to drink. I'm still hearing from people in Flint who are saying, no, it's not.
You know what? And that's what's so interesting about what's going on. We had these tests done, and when I say we, what we got were the results. And EPA came forward, MDEQ, and CDC all said that filtered water was safe to drink. They've been doing numerous studies, and we've been doing things in Flint to help get the water there. We've been treating, we've been flushing. And so, you know, what was so interesting about this was while we thought, we believe, and we know that it is progress, it's something that couldn't have been said a couple of months ago, it's not where we need to be. It's not where we want to be. We want to be able to turn on our tap like every place else in the country and drink our water.
Well, so what does this mean then? I mean, because again, when you
it means we're still using bottled and filtered water. That's what it means, because every home that's in Flint cannot use the filters. Some of us live in older homes where the filters don't work. One of the questions that came up was, is there still a need for bottled water? And the answer to that question is yes. So that's why I said, you know, it's progress, but we cannot drink. We can't just turn on our tap. So we're not in a state that of normalcy yet. This is still not a normal place to be, where the only thing that's safe is bottled and filtered water.
And okay. How much
people
longer
do you
see this going on?
We don't know. And that's, you know, that's part of the problem here is we can't be given a date. No one can tell us when the pipes will be fixed because, you know what, the real answer is it won't be completely fixed until we have new infrastructure. And so that's why that has been and will continue to be our goal.
Speaking of that, right. I was on a panel at Rainbow Push on Saturday in Chicago, and there was a resident of Flint, and I brought up the whole issue of jobs and people and retraining people there. And a woman there said that the plumbers union said that there are more than 1,000 trained plumbers in Flint who said that they are ready to get to work to literally replace the infrastructure. They say they could have this done within a year if the resources are provided.
And you know what? And we're glad they're there and they're ready. The RFPs, the bids to get started, came in extremely high. So everybody that bid was called in last week. They were doing new bids this week because we need them to get started. And we're really glad that it's going to be, you know, Flint, Genesee County people that are getting these jobs. That's what we wanted to have happen as a result of this, was our own people getting the work. So the bids have gone, you know, are going back out, and we should be ready to move forward with that. But let me say this, those are still for the Fast Start program. So that's for about 15,000 of the lines. We have more than 15,000 lines in the city of Flint. So that's a good start for us. It's the Fast Start, but we still need, you know, entirely new infrastructure throughout all of the city of Flint.
Got to ask you this. Yes. There have been a number of women who literally have lost children as a result of this water. Have the pro-lifers been in Flint, Michigan?
You know what? Not to my knowledge. If they have, they weren't in contact with me. But that's why it's so scary. And that's why people don't want to trust even the filtered water. And that's why we deserve new infrastructure. Between what's happened with women losing children, you know, there's always been that outbreak of the Legionnaires that happened last year. So people don't trust. And new pipes are the answer for the city of Flint.
Well, Mayor Weaver, we're not going to forget you guys. We're going to keep the story going, making sure we're getting answers to what's happening there in Flint, Michigan.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank
Good luck
you.
To you, Mayor.
Okay, thank you.
They said the water's safe, and the mayor said, oh, no, it's not.
That's all you need to know right there, Tom.
All right, good job.